Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, House of Kim family. When I say we, I mean Kim and I are here just for a quick minute today. We are
tonight,
so sorry.
It's Tuesday night. We've waited until the very last second to do this because I know it won't. It would be difficult.
Yeah. We were hoping we could deliver you guys a full episode like our traditional House of Kim, but I just don't think we're in the right mindset, especially Kim and Brielle. If you're not, I guess if you haven't heard the news, Ethan, you guys have heard him on our podcast before. He's a very dear friend of Brielle's and our family's. And he was in a terrible accident over the weekend and was tragically killed. And so we've been dealing with that and trying to cope with that. So yeah, again, we just didn't feel like we're in the right mindset to record you guys a podcast. And we just want to let you know, because we love you guys as fans, and we know that you guys are out there and supporting us and praying for us, and so we need that kind of right now more than ever. And I know his family is in a very tough place, and Brielle is pretty torn up over this. So I guess maybe this is just a request for some TLC from our House of Kim family. Don't say anything,
I haven't even.
I know, because you're. I know it's
horrible.
It's just so terrible.
I just see Ethan like sitting there.
Yeah,
you know, just like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so short ago, he was stepping on my toes with his cowboy boots.
Our family has not really. Thankfully, I lost both my grandparents, but it was years ago. My mom's mom died last year, and I wasn't all that close to her due to the situation with my mom, but my dad's mom I was when she passed. But other than that, like, thank God that I haven't had to experience this.
I'll
tell you guys all about it, you know, another time. But I think, and thank all of you guys for your sweet comments. I know you guys are sending prayers. Brielle's, you know, not in a good place, which is very painful for me to see.
Right.
But, you know, I have like so many unanswered questions about all of this situation. And so we'll get through this week, the funeral, and we'll see what happens next week. But thank you for everybody that donated to his GoFundMe.
It's a huge relief of a burden for a family that lives a very simple life.
Both his parents are pastors, and they're very, very grateful.
Yeah.
To be able to, you know, have a little bit of relief and pay for his funeral. And so I thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. I don't know what else to say. I think
we don't have to say anything else.
Yeah,
babe.
We will. You guys know that Ethan was amazing and happy and fun, and he brought so much joy to so many people's lives. And I hope next week we'll be able to talk a little bit. I'd love to share some stories with you guys that just with our family. And one of the ones that I remember, for whatever reason, I don't even know why I'm sharing this at this time, but when he was doing the Christmas trees, which you guys saw on the Instagram, where he just kind of like ripped a guy's tree apart.
Like the Hulk.
Kane was just kind of standing in the great room area, and Ethan was like 6'3", 6'4",
yeah,
like
a big guy.
Big guy, and Kane just kind of had his legs spread, and he was on the iPad, and Ethan just kind of went, like, bent down and, like, scoop, and, like, I don't know, it was just amazing. And, like, I always noticed kind of how everybody was laughing when he was around, you know? Yeah. And I know that he doesn't want anybody sad today. Or any day. Yeah. I know that Ethan, we'll talk because hopefully one day we'll get Teresa Caputo, who's a girlfriend of mine, on here. And again, to answer so many questions that I now have, and I know my daughter has. And so, yeah, I mean, I could share stories upon stories. So hopefully when a little bit of time, we can further discuss.
Yeah.
But anyways, thank you guys so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for his family, his friends, you know, everybody that was kind of involved. And we love you. Yeah. And thank you for all you've done.
Yeah. And so on that note, we hope you guys have a fantastic week. Hug somebody you love, because you just never know. And live every minute of your life to the fullest.
Because Ethan did.
Yep. We totally preach that here and try to provide you guys tools to do that. So in honor of Ethan, live your life every single day at 100% and at 100 miles an hour like he did.
Yeah. We love you, Ethan McAllister.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.